During the past three football seasons, Home Box Office has done a series called First in 10 about a fictional football team's quest for the Super Bowl. Now with Tanner 88 the Dark Horse, HBO is moving the concept from the sports arena into the political arena. Television critic David Bianculli has this review.
Just in time for the New Hampshire primary, a new presidential candidate has entered the race. His name is Jack Tanner. His slogan is "The future is now," and he's a liberal Democrat. So liberal that he sees Vietnam and Watergate as triumphs.
Vietnam may have covered some patriots in shame, but not this one. We got in there for moral reasons, and by God, we got out of there for moral reasons. Where else on this earth does such debate center on anything other than expediency? Only in America. Watergate, triumph of the system. How could anybody watch Barbara Jordan thunder away at those House hearings and not feel a surge of pride in the miracle of this country?
If Tanner sounds too good to be true, that's because he is. He's played by actor Michael Murphy, who's been in a lot of movies by Woody Allen and Robert Altman. And where some candidates create their images through television, Jack Tanner is created by and for television. You can see him for the first time on HBO's Tanner 88, The Dark Horse, which premieres right before the New Hampshire primary and is repeated all through February. In March, HBO will present a second special, Tanner 88 For Real. The obvious comparisons here are the Pat Paulson for President campaigns and the unsuccessful Showtime cable TV version of Washington, the Village Voice comic strip that invented a moronic but charismatic congressman named Bob Forehead. But the first Jack Tanner special is different from those fabricated campaigns because sometimes it takes its politics very seriously. And why not? Jack Tanner is written by Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau, who's always mixed humor in politics, and it's directed by Robert Altman, who did such wonderful things with the absurdity of the campaign trail in Nashville. There's a lot of out-and-out humor in Tanner 88, but the more outrageous the show gets, the less effective it is. As a matter of fact, it takes a lot of effort to get through, because a lot of the comedy is too broad and too dull. But stay with it, because the closer the show gets to reality, the better it is. It starts to pick up about halfway through, when the people running Tanner's campaign test out a new TV ad on a New Hampshire focus group. The technology behind the testing and the sophistication of the audience's reaction is very real, and as a result, very funny. And there's nothing more real or more funny than watching Tanner interact with real-life presidential hopefuls Pat Robertson, Robert Dole, and Gary Hart.
Nice oh, this is you. My daughter, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Gary Hart, very nice to see you.
So how's it going?
Fine. I'm tired. How do you feel?
I gave you a plug in there, so don't get him.
I'll take care of you.
Good luck in the
race. I want to beat you, but I'd rather have you in there than Kemp.
Yeah, well, I understand. Well, same is true of you.
Right.
Oh, hey, Jack, how you doing?
You're killing them.
Oh, you're really closing a gap, right?
Well, I'm hanging on by my fingernails.
You're doing a great job. No, that's
well, thanks
fantastic.
Very much. Yeah. But you're really something. You're really doing it.
Oh, we got them on the run.
Yes, we have.
Beating the bushes.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be you and me in the final stretch. Yeah. If I can hang him.
Tearing them up in my home state.
Well, Michigan is a strong one for me. You
I'll
know
say.
That, Jack.
I'll tell you, it made me glad to be a Democrat. I wouldn't want to be up against you.
The unstated but implied question, of course, is which candidate is real and which is Memorex? Like many candidates, Tanner's gotten off to a shaky start, but he's done well enough to earn some respect and some support. All he needs is a more realistic script and a better theme song.
Exercise your right to vote. Choose the one you like the most.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.